100 Names by Cecilia Ahern. Read by Amy Creighton. Chapter 1. She was nicknamed the Graveyard. Any secret, any piece of confidential information, personal or otherwise, that went in, never ever came back out. You knew you were safe. You knew you would never be judged, or if you were, it would be silently, so you'd never know. She was perfectly named, with a birth name that meant consistency and fortitude, and she was appropriately nicknamed. She was solid, permanent and steady, stoic, but oddly comforting. Which is why visiting her in this place was all the more agonizing. And it was agonizing. Not just mentally challenging. Kitty felt a physical pain in her chest, more specifically in her heart. That began with the thought of having to go, grew with the reality of actually being there, and then worsened with the knowledge that it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a false alarm. This was life in its rawest form. A life that had been challenged and would subsequently be lost to death. Kitty made her way through the private hospital, taking the stairs when she could take elevators, making deliberate wrong turns, graciously allowing others to walk before her at every opportunity, particularly if they were patients moving at a snail's pace with walking frames or wheeling intravenous lines on poles. She was aware of the stairs, which were a result of the current crisis she was in, and the fact she had at times walked in circles around the ward. She was attentive to any bit of conversation that any random person wished to have with her. Anything and everything that she could do to postpone arriving at Constance's room.